Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Paschke now joining us in the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, Jim?
I'm great, Bill. Good to be with you as always.
Thanks, pal. Let me ask you this first and foremost. How are you enjoying the postseason? Because it has been a postseason of some surprises, some same old, but we kind of got what we wanted as viewers because I think the cream has definitely risen to the top.
I think it's been a very interesting postseason so far. I think we're moving toward what I thought would happen. For a while, I thought maybe Houston would, maybe upset Golden State, but the way Golden State has worked through the playoffs, I'm back to my original prediction of Golden State and Cleveland again, but we'll see.
So are you surprised, and I'm going to talk Cleveland for just a moment, but are you surprised that they basically changed out almost an entire roster, gave it to LeBron, and LeBron, it took him a while to kind of get it together, and finally he just said, hey, guys, this is what you play. You do your thing, get out of my way, and I'll just take it from here, that this guy continues to just impress? I mean, I think this, me personally, I think this has been one of his legacy builders as far as the postseason goes for what he's done with another team.
You know, I have to give him a lot of credit. In the past, I've looked at the situation and said, I don't know if I like a player to be that dominant in all phases of an organization. But he cannot be argued with. I mean, this is a talent and an intellect for basketball that we have rarely seen, and he keeps proving it, and he keeps proving it in absolute clutch situations. Everyone knows this, but to do it over and over and over and will a team the way he is this year with all of those changes is truly remarkable to me.
Now you saw Michael play, you saw LeBron play. I don't want to get into who's better, but is it fair to compare the two?
I think on the level of greatness, it certainly is. I don't do that. I don't compare one against the other because each brings something unique, and you can say that about any of the great players in the history of the NBA. But yes, I mean, in terms of impact, what they do for their teams, how they control situations, how they win regularly, and with great panache, yes, you can compare them, absolutely.
I want to talk Bucks, obviously, to get you on for that particular purpose. So give me, as the season wound down and came to an end, give me what your assessment was as you take that helicopter view of what the season was, the way it ended, all that had happened during the regular season. Give me your synopsis and how you think they fared.
I've always said, Bill, and you know this, that 82 games, and if you're fortunate enough to get into the playoffs, those extra games fully define a team. And we don't have many doubts, in my view, of what this team was this year. They were up and down, and we saw that in the seven games against Boston. We saw it in the final game. It's hard to escape what you really are, and I think that's true of individuals. It's true of teams. It's true of businesses. You define yourself. You have a brand, and that brand is whatever you're making it at the moment. So I think we saw the team as it is, and I think that leads us to a point of talking about what can happen in the future and how to improve that.
When Jabari said that he was in the doghouse and then ended up getting more playing time and coming out and kind of proving himself, do you think Jabari, because he's a weird dude, I mean, but he's also a very, very loyal dude, and just getting to know him for a short period of time and getting him on the program for an hour that night and talking very frankly with him, Jabari seems like he genuinely wants to be here, both on the mic and off the mic. Do you get that sense?
I do. I always have. He's committed to the community. We've seen that. He does a great job away from the court. In Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin, and of course, he did some in Chicago as well in past days. But yeah, he wants to be here, and that was a little bit of a road bump, I think, in the playoffs when that occurred, but he overcame it and he performed, and now we'll see what the market determines for him and how that plays out. It'll be very fascinating. There are so many stories upcoming in the next weeks and months for this team that will be really interesting to watch and intriguing in my view.
Is it as simple, Jim, as saying that they need a shooter and a big man?
Well, I think they do need a big man in terms of the strength and bulk and rebounding. You know, would you trade Greg Monroe for Eric Bledsoe? Yes, you would. Would you try to replace what Monroe did? Yes, you would. Is that easy to do? No, it's not. So I think that's one area. Yes, this team needs shooters the way the game's played today. I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know. You can't have enough of those. And, you know, all of this, Bill, is going to be determined in large part by who the coach ends up being and what system is implemented relative to the talent that's here, and then how they can complement Giannis and Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe and Malcolm Brogdon and the others to form the group that can play the game the way it's played today very successfully.
What does this team need in a coach? For as much as we talk about Joe Prunty, and I really like Joe as a guy, I think he's a very smart guy. I don't know why they haven't let him go. They're openly interviewing other people. I don't understand that side of it. I don't know if it's a misstep or not. But I'll say I like Joe. But going in the new direction, what does this group of guys need? You've seen a lot of different coaches and coaching styles. What do they need?
That's a very good question. You know, they need the pieces, which I just talked about. They need that. But that's more of a John Horst front office situation. They have to provide that. When you break it down to coaching, this team needs to be put on the same page. Jason Kidd tried to do that. Joe Prunty was aware of the need, and he tried to do that. I think Joe Prunty did a very good job, in my opinion, under the circumstances. That was a tough situation to replace somebody that you came here with and then take this team to a seven-game first-round playoff series. I think he did a wonderful job. But I do think a coach has to figure out how to get all of these players moving in the same direction every day. And I've said this many times. My approach to basketball, my approach to jobs, my approach to everything is pretty simple. You try to win that day. I try to win at practice. I try to win in the office. That simplifies everything. If you just try to win, you don't have to game anything. You don't have to figure out whether you should play Boston or Philadelphia in the first round. Just win and take the situation as you create it with that attitude. So that's my position, Bill. I think they have to get on the same page. They have to figure out what they want to be and what they want to do as a group.
I thought it was very interesting. We had Steve Novak in studio a couple weeks ago, and I'd asked him, because he played for a guy like Pop, and Pop is more than just an X's and O's guy, as you know. And I said, what would Pop do? And he said he'd probably come in and either talk with both of them or individually with Giannis and Jabari and say, can you put the agents out of your head for what you need to put up statistically, and can you play together? Do you want to play together? Because you two are the guys that would have to take ownership of this and then help me lead the rest of this team, which I found fascinating, because with a guy like Pop, he's got the creds. He could come in and just say, we're going to do it my way, and to heck with the rest of you. And he wouldn't. He would come in and say, what do I need to do to make you two work together? Or if it doesn't work and you don't want to be together, you want to be on your own thing, then let us know and we'll do the best we can to make accommodations. Do you think that's a conversation that you feel would probably be necessary?
Not just between those two players. I think that's a conversation that you have with the entire team, whether it be individually or as a group. I think this is logic. I think you have to get everybody to understand we have one of the best players on the planet in Milwaukee for the next 3 years. You are also a great player on this planet. Why would you want to waste a month, a week, a year, a day? You have to do it together or it's not going to get done. If you can't, then yes, we have to make some adjustments and we have to make potentially some changes, I suppose. But you would hope that it wouldn't get to that, Bill.
When you talk about Giannis being one of the best players on the planet, what else does he need to do for his game to get better, to go to that next level?
Just keep improving. I mean, he works at everything. We saw his shooting improve this year. We've seen everything improve this year. You know, leadership, he's a great leader by example. I think that as we move forward, he can start to pull people along with some more encouragement and whatever else is required. You know, LeBron James, he's a force of nature. I think Giannis is inching toward that a little bit, but I don't think you want to manufacture that. I think you want that to be organic with a person, and Giannis in particular. He's a great kid. He has a great heart, and I think those people can be leaders too. They just need time, and they need the right people around them to work together and figure it all out. But I don't ever worry about what he needs, because whatever he needs, whatever he determines he needs, whatever his coaching associates determine he needs, he will work toward it and he will get there.
Talking with Jim Paschke, Bucks television play-by-play announcer in Fox Sports Wisconsin. When people talk to you about the organization, there's a lot of things that we got from Jason Terry. We talked to numerous guys doing our Thursday night show, and they had said, look, there's a lot of good positive qualities about Milwaukee, but they kept saying the same thing. Guys want to be able to trust the organization. And I don't know, as a blanket comment, what specifically that means, but do you get the sense that whether it's somebody here in our own backyard or guys on the outside looking in, that they trust the organization?
Well, that's hard for me to answer. I don't know what that means, as you
right.
said. I don't know what that means. I think, everything is from the outside in this business. Do you trust San Antonio? Do you trust Boston? Do you trust Miami? I think it's a track record that you use to answer that question. So, yeah, the track record has to improve a little bit, and they're working toward that. They're committed to that. I think the business side of this organization has been phenomenally successful in the last few years. I think that's very obvious. And there's no reason that the other side can't follow suit, and it will. So, sure, trust takes time, and trust takes development. But, yes, Bill, it can be done.
When you talk about the organization itself and heading in the right direction, Jim, I know there's a couple of contracts that are kind of weighing heavy on this group. But if I had to sit here and say today that the Bucks can win a championship in, is there a year in mind that pops into your head that says, I'm thinking maybe 2 years, 3 years, this is going to be right there?
No, because I've been around too long. absolutely not. You'll never hear that from me. However, I will say it could happen under the right circumstances next year. How do we know?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know it could? No. Do we know it couldn't? No. Therefore, it could.
Yeah. Hey,
you never know. You know, it's about the system. It's about the organization. It's about the step-by-step approach. And basketball is a game where you can have one or two players added or get the right players together, and you can make enormous strides very quickly. So that's a tough one to answer. Yes, it could happen. Will it happen? I won't say that.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I love talking to you, and I appreciate you joining us for a couple minutes, okay?
It's my pleasure always, Bill. Thank you.
Absolute, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jim Paschke, Bucks television play-by-play announcer for Fox Sports Wisconsin. Long time with the Bucks. Great guy. Class act. And glad we got him on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.